Hi, and welcome to the Bravely You podcast, the podcast designed to empower you to unapologetically harness your uniqueness and to fully embody the essence of the courageous, multifaceted, confident woman. The woman who is in control of her own reality, who takes up all the space she undeniably deserves, and who is not afraid to rewrite her own story. I'm your host, Valentina Marzola, a multi-passionate, certified transformational empowerment coach, mindset mentor, model, speaker, health and wellness enthusiast, clean cooking fanatic, multilingual globetrotter, passionate nature lover, and a woman on a mission to help millions of women to find their courage, their connection, and their confidence to live a powerful and abundant life. Sounds like a lot? Well, I do not have to fit into simply one box. I want to inspire you to fully and wholeheartedly believe in the infinite potential that lies within you. Your power lies in your uniqueness, in all the complementary dimensions that make you who you are. This is your time to elevate, to upgrade, to step into your light, and to finally be bravely you. This is a safe space for you to tune in to fun, authentic, intuitively led conversations, a raw and honest diary of my journey, and science-backed facts and tools on all things female empowerment, positive psychology, mindset, confidence, healing, spirituality, manifestation, and so much more. I appreciate you, I see you, I'm with you, and I cannot thank you enough for being here with me. And with that being said, let's begin. Alrighty, so today I'd like to speak about how to appreciate our uniqueness and actually why it is so important to appreciate our uniqueness, and especially why I always say your uniqueness is your superpower. Why do I say that? Well, today we'll be also talking about how it is strictly linked to social comparison. In fact, social comparison is simply put a way for our brains to collect information about ourselves. We've been comparing ourselves since forever. It hasn't started during now that social media has entered our lives. This is something that has always been happening, especially when we do not have an objective measure, we engage in social comparison, which means you don't know if you're good at something, you don't know when you will be good at something. So you don't know how to measure some quality of yours. Let's say you cannot measure what it means to be a good runner. Okay, so you don't know, what does it mean for me to be a good runner? So you don't have an objective measure. Therefore, you start looking outside of yourself and you look for someone out there who's similar to you, who might have similar characteristics than you. You look at how they're running and then you compare yourself to understand, where am I at compared to this person? How will I know how good I am at this? So you take a person and you start comparing yourself to understand, okay, this is where I'm at. That's how I can measure my progress and also measure how good I am as a runner. And so basically it is collecting information about ourselves and about our abilities. The only thing is, it depends on the person we compare ourselves with. So we can either engage in an upward or a downward comparison. When we engage in an upward comparison, we compare ourselves to someone who is much better than us. And when we engage in a downward social comparison, then we compare ourselves with someone who's not as good as us. And so the thing with that is that depending on the person you compare yourself with, it's going to generate a certain type of feeling. And so a lot of times these processes are automatized, which means you compare yourself without really thinking about it. And then you just feel a sort of sadness, a sort of disappointment. And you don't really understand what it is or where it's coming from, but actually you've been comparing yourself all the time just by scrolling your social media and just constantly feeling like you're not good enough. And so, again, depending on who you compare yourself, it can trigger a certain emotion. Social comparison is not always bad. A lot of people compare themselves to others to see, to be motivated. So you can also compare yourself upward, you know, so engage in upward social comparison, and you can still feel very good about yourself because you could be like, whoa, cool, well, if she did it, so can I. So it can become a motivating factor. Or you could be looking at that person being like, how can she do it? I don't have those qualities. She's so amazing. I'll never be able to do that. Because she's doing it, I can't do it. And there you're going to have develop low self-esteem and all sorts of issues that, you know, bring you down, that make you feel less of and less than. And so when I say, you know, harness your authenticity and your uniqueness, it's exactly to be able to escape this trap of comparison. Because, I mean, yes, comparison is not always bad, but now with social media, what has happened is, in the past, we would potentially compare ourselves to people with a similar lifestyle than ours. So if you would be a child running around your neighborhood, meet other kids of your neighborhood, well, they're people of your neighborhood. So they have a similar lifestyle than yours. And you're interacting with those people, you're engaging with those people, you know these people, right? So before the era of social media, people would compare still, again, as a means to collect information. But it would always be around people that have a similar lifestyle than you. And now, with social media, we open a whole portal of possibilities to compare ourselves with people with a complete different lifestyle, complete different background, complete different experiences, different jobs, different opportunities, living different lives. And this is exactly how it can start to deteriorate, because you are now able to see into the life of a celebrity, for example, living in Calabasas, California, and you're sitting here in the UK, and back then, without social media, you would never have an idea of how they're living, and you would never have a possibility to even compare yourself to them, because you wouldn't have an insight into their lives as much. You wouldn't see all those different things in their life that make you compare yourself to them. And so, you know, when you see someone on TV or you see someone being interviewed, it's very different than seeing them on social media and seeing their life and seeing, oh wow, they're just another normal human. And that's what's going to make you compare yourself to the person, because you see so many aspects of their life that are similar to yours. Like, oh wow, they're making a coffee in the morning too. But boy, what a coffee, and boy, what a mansion, and wow, what a sunny day, and cool, they live on the beach. And there comes your comparison already. Whereas in the past, when they were just popping up on TV, or we would see a different aspect of them, we wouldn't see all of what makes all of their daily life, it wouldn't be as easy to compare. And there would still be an element of comparison, but now this is heightened to the max. Is this bad? Yes and no, actually, because a lot of people see what is possible. And actually, after doing the work, seeing certain kind of things give me a lot of motivation. Maybe in the past, comparing myself to someone who has everything I would love to have, I wanted to have back then, would have really triggered me, because it would make me feel like I'll never be able to get there. Whereas now, seeing into someone's life and seeing what they're capable of achieving gives me that motivation. And so being able to see how other people live and the mansions that exist and what possibilities are out there is absolutely amazing and powerful. But again, it depends on your mindset. It depends how you are going to approach what you see and the content that you see. And therefore, it's your responsibility to remove things that are going to trigger you or that make you unhappy or bring you down if you know it's going to make you feel bad about yourself. But I can say that is going to stay the same. What changes, or what has to change, is your mindset. Because when you start seeing other people as living proof of what you can do as well, the game is changed. And therefore, there's a positive aspect of this as well, of being able to see into people's lives. It is our responsibility, though, to do this responsibly and to take care with who we engage, the content that we engage with, what we like, what we don't like, and to make sure to take a step back when we see that we're allowing our brains to absorb information that is actually bringing us down, that is not serving us. And so if you are in such a situation, it's much better to do the work and then go back and see and, you know, look out there for what is possible, rather than seeing everything out there that you cannot have and seeing it from a different and a negative perspective. But apart from this little side note on social media, we are obviously comparing ourselves more than ever, because
social media shows us so many things we can compare ourselves to, right? We're constantly on our phones and constantly seeing what other people are up to. And that can really, really get us into this trap of comparison. And it can also happen in a very automatic way where it's an automatized process where you're not even actually, you don't even know that you're comparing yourself. At a certain point, you just feel, you get off your phone and you just feel sad, you feel low, you feel drained, you feel incapable, and you just think, oh, what is it? Oh, this feeling's, I can't deal with it. And actually what has been going on is automatically you've been comparing yourself to so many people on your social media and not being aware of what is happening behind the scenes. So not really being aware of how you are feeling when you're seeing something on social media and not really taking care of what you're allowing your brain to absorb. And that's where like the work on your uniqueness and your superpower really, really, really comes in, because it's so, so freaking important to, instead of seeing what other people have and what you don't have, to focus on who you are and what makes you unique and what makes you different to other people, rather than trying to do everything to be exactly like other people. And the reason why I always say your uniqueness is your superpower is because when you are fully yourself, when you embrace all parts of you that make you you, okay? And by that I mean your shadow sides, your qualities, your strengths, your weaknesses, your past experiences, your failures. I'm doing the gesture with the hand because I don't believe in failure, but you know what I mean? Your disappointments, your wins, your celebrations, your traumas, your patterns, your conditioning, everything about yourself, your passions, the different roles you play in your life. When you really harness all of that and truly allow yourself to just be you, you're taking the power away from comparison. You're taking your power back. You're taking your power back into your hands. Why? Because nobody can be you. And because a comparison doesn't make any more sense when you are you. A comparison starts to make sense when you are doing the same things as other people. And you'll probably think right now, well, but I am a coach. I'm doing the things other coaches do. Or I am a model, so I'm doing the same thing other models do, right? Or I am a lawyer and there are other lawyers out there that already allows me to be, you know, to compare myself to others. But no, that's not the point. I'm not talking about your career. I'm talking about what makes you you. There's space for everyone. There's space for all models out there. There's space for millions of coaches, millions of lawyers, millions of singers. There's space for everyone. And so it's not about the career. It's not about the actions you take. It's more about who you are, the essence of who you are, and moving as that through your day, embodying every aspect of you. And you might be shocked of how many things you tried to hide, how many things you change not to make other people feel uncomfortable or to make you feel less uncomfortable. There's so many things, I'm sure, that if you really start to tune your antennas, you would start to see, oh, wait a minute. There's so many things that I'm not allowing to come forward. Maybe it's, you know, a passion of yours or your taste in music or specific conversations you want to have and you're not allowing those to come through. You're not showing yourself or who you truly are. But when you hide away, when you keep these things away from people, when you play small, because yes, this is playing small, because I work with so many clients that, for example, let's say a coach, or let's focus on the coaching career. If you try to be everything that a coach looks like in your mind, you're playing small. You're not allowing yourself to be you. And so you're just putting yourself out there as the coach that you see in your mind. And so the pictures are going to be the pictures that you think adhere to the box of a coach. The quotes are going to be the quotes that you think adhere to the box of the coach that writes those quotes. So everything you're going to do is try to be coherent with the idea, the ideal vision of a coach that you have. And that's playing small, because there's so much about you that your community, your audience wants to know. You're not letting that come forward. You're not letting that come through. And what happens? You just become like many other coaches out there. Therefore, you become a means to comparison. But when you are the coach with her past experiences, the coach with her different passions, the coach with different qualities, different aspects of her, who really bringing out the things that make you unique, whether it's in your branding, the colors you choose, the clothes you wear, the music you choose for your reels, whatever that is. And I'm using the example of a coach, but it can be anything. And right now I'm talking about, you know, what you put out there on social media, but it's literally how you speak with friends. It's literally what you wear when you go out with certain friends, or when you go out to meet people, or when you're socializing. Right now it's a little bit difficult, but you know what I mean. It's not just about now on social media, it's in general. So you're giving other people a mean, you're allowing yourself to compare yourself with other people. But when you are fully yourself, then you are enabling yourself to stand out. And therefore there's no more need to compare yourself with a random coach, because you are not that. You are the coach with X, Y, and Z that make you unique. But if you're just trying to be the coach without the X, Y, and Z, the things that make you unique, the things that give you that vibe, that uniqueness, that authenticity, then you're just the coach that embodies everything that a coach embodies in your box, in the mind, in the that really embodies the label that you've created for you. And you're just going to try to maintain that picture. And therefore, you're just becoming a copy, and becoming a carbon copy is taking away all of your power and all of the things that make you stand out and that make you the person people want to be working with. And there it goes. There is your comparison standard. That's when you start going like, okay, well, that I'm not enough. I'm trying to be everything I can in this coaching world to be exactly how coaches should be perceived. So I get enough clients, so I can be seen, so I can, you know, so I can be interviewed, so I can grow my business, but it's just not working. Well, why is it not working? It's not working because you're not being you, and people can pick up on that. I really speak from my own experience of every world that I would enter, whether it was when I did my yoga teacher training and I entered the yoga world, I was like, well, I don't look like any of these people here. And am I spiritual enough if I'm wearing sneakers and modeling and going to my castings, when all the other people around me here really just look like this perfect yoga teacher? I just didn't feel like I could fit in. And actually, it was the same in any world I entered. In the modeling world, I didn't feel like I was, you know, everything enough to be a model. I was a student, I was even modeling, so I was going to castings and I couldn't really relate to being this perfect student. And it happened in so many scenarios when, you know, I was a young explorer and then ended up going modeling. I was like, how, you know, is this, I'm just like a contradiction. I'm not fitting in. And that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. It's when I understood that I have all of these experiences that make me unique. All of these experiences, all these places I allowed myself to explore make me who I am today. And when you put me next to a thousand of other coaches, I know that I'm going to stand out as myself, like they will stand out as themselves. So I know that there is no need to compare myself with other people or other coaches out there, because we are completely different. And so the comparison is completely irrelevant. It doesn't make any sense. Compare yourself to what? Complete different backgrounds, different lifestyles, different experiences. What am I comparing myself with? And it's the same with you. If you start harnessing your uniqueness, why would you compare yourself with other people? You would understand that you're so unique, you're so magnificent, you're such a miracle that it doesn't make any sense to compare yourself to others. And I wanted to share this today because that's how you take your power back. It's not by trying to be other people. It's not by trying to fit in. When you try to fit in, things just won't work out the way you want to, because you are basically changing yourself to get some sort of reaction from other people, whether it's approval, validation, affection, love. You're changing yourself. When you change yourself for a certain to receive something in return, you're not going to receive what truly fulfills you, because a person is going to respond to what you've changed, not to who you truly are. And so you're attracting the wrong people, you're attracting the wrong validation, you're attracting the wrong approval, and you're being something you're not. And that's when you can absolutely compare yourself, because you're not standing in your power. You just gave your power away. And I wanted to really, really focus on this today because there's such a big correlation with being yourself, harnessing your authenticity, and comparing yourself to others. So be more you. What are the areas in your life where you're not being yourself? What are the areas in your life that you're hiding away? Trust me, if you take some time, if you sit down, if you start to journal on these questions, things are going to pop up. It could even be, oh, I'm not wearing this purse because I don't want to make other people uncomfortable, or I'm not wearing my bikini this way because I don't want to make people feel like, or I don't want to be judged, or I don't want to take up too much space and make my friends who are insecure feel even more insecure. Or, you know, I don't wear colors because with black I feel more comfortable, and if I wear colors, I'll just be taking everyone's attention or putting too much of myself out there. Whatever it may be, I'm sure you're holding back in some way of something that makes you unique, something that makes you who you are. And it starts even with those little things, like with what you wear, how you show up. It starts with that. Because when you take away from yourself, when you remove things, when you decide to play small and be like, not this, not that, let's hide more of this, let's hide more of that, what happens is you're taking away that authenticity, you're taking away that uniqueness. And what makes you unique? I would like you to really sit down and ask yourself, what makes you unique? Maybe you're a sister, a mother, a daughter, a friend, whatever your career is, whatever your hobbies are, whatever you're passionate about, a lover of life, a traveler, what are you? And what makes you unique? What experiences have you had in your past that make you the woman or the man that you are today? What? What is it? What is it? What is it that makes you the person you are today? So really, have a little think about that and really start to see what areas of my life am I chipping away? Like as if you're, you know, chipping away from a rock. Like what areas have you chipped away to try to fit in, to try to be something that you're not? And is it really serving you? Because a lot of times we do certain things and we don't realize it actually has never been serving us. That we've still felt miserable, that we haven't been accepted, that we didn't get the results we actually wanted. And that's because the approval, as I said, is not the right approval, because you're not being yourself. And so, has that served you? Has that chipping away of yourself served you? And in what areas can you bring your authenticity and your uniqueness back? I'd love for you to have a little think about these questions. It will definitely help to have a bit of a clear idea of what has been going on and how you can start to take the first couple of steps to embrace your authenticity, your uniqueness, and really shine your unique light and power to the world. Because there is nobody like you. And why be more like someone else when you can be something so beautiful and unique and something that doesn't exist anywhere else apart from here with you? And I think nature shows us this so beautifully, because there is no grain of sand that looks exactly the same. There is no leaf that will look exactly the same as the other leaf. Everything in nature shows us that there's so much beauty in variety, in differences, in diversity. And so bring that into your own life. You know that you are a miracle. And the fact that you are on this planet and you are born as you is literally a miracle. So really be that. Be who you truly are. Don't try to be someone, a copy of something else. That will never work out. That will never, never work out. The only thing that truly works out is when you decide to let go, you stop resisting, you stop fighting, you allow yourself to lean back and to be truly yourself. And you'll see that the right people are going to be attracted to that, and the people who are not are going to leave your life, and it's going to be such a great thing for you, because you're going to finally attract the people who love you and have a community of people who respect you for who you truly are. And so be bold today. How can you take those steps moving forward? Answer the questions I have mentioned before previously, and I will catch you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Bravely You. I'm so grateful to be able to share this space with you, and I really hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you got enough tools, inspiration, and motivation. So now, get out there, keep your head held high, and be the bravest and most unique version of yourself. If you loved today's episode, I'd be so grateful if you'd be able to leave me a review and rate my podcast and hopefully share this with your friends and family or anyone who might benefit from hearing this. This way, I can create even more goodness and reach out to many more women who need inspiration and empowerment to be bravely themselves. And if you can't get enough of the inspiration, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Valentina_Marzola and reach out to me to share your experience and your thoughts on today's episode. To know more about how I can best support you and work with me as a coach, check out my website valentinamarzola.com or simply send me a message. I cannot wait to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.